And he saw how beautiful it was. He saw how perfect it was. How perfect a manifestation of his glory and of his goodness, creation. And as it unfolded over time, it kept getting more beautiful. It kept getting more perfect. And the summit of all creation was you and me, human beings, made in God's image and likeness, the breath of a soul breathed into our existence so that we could know God and so that we could love God and serve him in this world and in the next. The fathers of the church, the guys who knew the guys who knew Jesus, said that human beings were the kings and the queens of all creation. Creation exists to serve us. We are at the top of the food chain, if you will. And to understand this a little better, we could look at some examples. As we drive to church today, we see the beautiful leaves, which now in this season are dying. They're changing colors. And thousands of years ago, those leaves fell to the ground and they began this process of decomposition so that they could turn into black gold, oil, so that we could make tires for our cars, put gas in our tanks, so that we could get to church and give glory and praise to God and thank him for all the good things he's given us in our lives. All creation exists for us so that we can give the greatest of what we have back to God. Another example, which I think we all could relate to, Bessie the cow. Her highest purpose in this world is to give her milk for us, to sustain us, to give us nutrition, and to ultimately maybe even turn into some tasty soft-serve custard, to give us delight, to give us happiness. That's Bessie's highest existence, her highest purpose. Or she can give her life for us to turn into a Butterburger so that we can be sustained in our existence. So we see that all creation is made for us because we are the kings and queens of creation. And this is confirmed in the most highest level when Jesus, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, becomes one of us. He makes himself poor. The fullness of God comes to take on our broken, wounded humanity, to fill it up, to give it not only healing from our sins, but to give us the fullness of life here on this earth and ultimately in heaven for all eternity. Jesus sacrifices his life for us, his humanity, so that he could feed our souls with his body, which is true food, in which his blood, which is true drink for us, because we are the kings and we are the queens of creation. And Christ is the fullness of creation because he is the creator and he is the one who has the ability to give the fullness of life. So he entered into his own creation to make it even more beautiful. And he is the fullness. And we can see this sounds all beautiful because it is all beautiful. And sometimes it breaks down. So this weekend we celebrate Respect Life Weekend. Catholics all across the United States are reflecting on the beauty of the gift of life, which begins at natural conception and ends at natural death. God, who is the God of life, gives life and wills life from the first moment of our conception. And when he decides that we are to pass from this world to the next, he has the ultimate decision to call us home. So we relish and we marvel in the beauty of the giver of all life, the God of the universe, who wills us to exist from our earliest moments on this planet, and who wills to take us home at the end of our days. We respect God's right that he has over our life, because we are the highest in the food chain here on earth, but in the whole realm of creation, God is above us. And the greatest thing that we can do as human beings is to serve God out of love as his children. And the greatest return that we can give to God for all that he has given us is to come to Holy Mass, like you've done today. Thank you so much. To give an hour of your time back to God, to thank him for the gift of life, to thank him for our families, for everything that we have. And also, as the choir most beautifully sang in the responsorial psalm, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. The highest thing we can do as humans as well is to give an hour of adoration to our Lord. We have the beautiful opportunity of this new chapel, which is open almost all hours of the day, to come and to give thanks to God for everything that he has given to us. When we look at ourselves, we know that we didn't give ourselves our own existence. We received it as a gift. And when we look at ourselves, we know that we are not the Redeemer. We are not God. We are his creatures. And we have to work in our world to be good creatures, to give thanks to God for all that he has given us, and to help people appreciate as well in the world the gift of being a creature made in his image and likeness. So when we give back to God, when we realize our true place in the order of creation, we can help establish justice in society. When we see injustices, when we see attacks on the dignity of human life, attacks on life itself, the best way we can reestablish justice is to be most fully what we should be, sons and daughters of God our Father, and to share that gift with others in the world so they can appreciate God's plan for the whole universe, God's plan for life. So today at this Holy Mass, let us thank God for the gift of life. Let us appreciate all that he has given us as we come to kneel and bow down before the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has given us everything, and to give him in return the greatest gift that we have, our life, and to receive the greatest gift that anybody could receive, God's life himself in Holy Communion. May Almighty God bless our families, may he bless us, and may he bless the most vulnerable in society, babies in their mother's wombs, our elderly in nursing homes as they await to go to the other side, and all life, that it may be cherished, that it may be loved, and that we may give thanks to God for the great gift that it is. May Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.